The room feels smaller than it was a minute ago. My hands feel sweaty. I wonder why they always do that. Why do I feel so hot all of a sudden? I need to take this sweater off. Can someone please open a window? Why is my chest tightening? Everyone sounds like they're underwater all of a sudden. Voices fading into a blur. All I can hear is my own thoughts, and honestly, that's not funny because my thoughts like to run 100 scenarios at once. Boom, boom, boom. Oh my goodness. Why is my heart pounding so loudly? Wait, did she just look at me weird? Do they hear it? Can they tell? I mean, I know my breathing just changed in the last 5 minutes, but maybe I'm imagining it. Should I? Shouldn't I? Maybe it's better to let someone else go first. But then again, I want to try. Maybe I should just stay quiet. No one will notice me if I do. But if I speak up, what if I get it wrong? What if everybody stares? What if they laugh at me? Oh no. Great. Eye contact. Too late. There isn't much time now. My chance is slipping away. There. That's the moment. Right there. The line between silence and speech, between comfort and courage, between staying hidden and stepping forward. Let me ask you a question. What story do you think I just told? Was it raising your hand in class? Speaking up in a meeting? Admitting an idea to your spouse? Trying something new in your business? Volunteering when no one else would? What was the first thing that came to mind? Because I know you know this feeling. We all do. Maybe not in a classroom anymore, but you felt it, even hitting publish on that project you've been sitting on. Or raising your hand when no one else volunteers. That instant where boldness is tested, where hesitation fights courage, where the voice of fear tries to drown out the chance to act. And that's the picture we're starting with today. That small but monumental step when boldness feels costly. Now, here's what I know some of you are thinking. Okay, but that's not me. I'm not the type to raise my hand anyways. I'm not outspoken like my friends are. I'm not bold, and I really don't care. But why does this matter? Because boldness doesn't just show up in classrooms. It shows up in every part of our life. Have you noticed? Maybe you've been sitting on a business idea for months. Maybe for you, it's leading your family in prayer when no one else has done it before. Hello, my faith curious. Want to start somewhere? Prayer is a great start. Or maybe it's saying yes to a business idea, even though the timing feels messy. Maybe at church, you felt a tug to serve, but thought, nah, someone else could do it better than me. Maybe it's being the one to forgive first. Now that is bold. Or maybe it's just protecting dinner time because someone in the family has to. Boldness always feels like a risk, not because you don't care, but because you do. You care about not messing up. You care about being faithful. You care about not letting people down. That's why we hesitate. And if you're multi-passionate, like I know many of you are, the fear feels bigger. Because if you pick the wrong project, what if you say yes to the wrong role? What if one step forward means failure in another? And you know what? I get it. Because we often think of boldness as a personality trait, like someone who's naturally outgoing, outspoken, ready to jump first, take the mic, or try something risky without hesitation. Or someone who is just loud. But that's not what boldness is. A personality trait is simply a pattern of behavior you're inclined toward. Some people are naturally social, some are naturally quiet. Some love a challenge, others like to observe before they act. That's personality. It's your style. It's the way you tend to move through life. Boldness is your choice to step. But listen, boldness isn't a personality trait. Boldness is presence driven. Ephesians 3:12 says, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him." It's not about being loud or quiet. It's not even whether you're introverted or extroverted. Boldness is simply the courage to take the next faithful step, even when it feels risky. And that means boldness is available to all of us. Whether you're starting a new business, homeschooling for the first time, my goodness, that is very bold, or protecting family dinner time because it's important to you, or finally saying yes to the dress. I'm just kidding. Well, if we're talking about getting married, then yes, that is a bold step because it's a covenant and a surrender to God's design. But right now, I am talking about saying yes to the idea God's been pressing on your heart, and only you know what that is. It could relate to family, business, or something else. So today, we're going to unpack what boldness really is, why the world's version leaves us exhausted, and how God's version actually brings peace and clarity, even if you're multi-passionate, even if you've hesitated before, even if you feel small. Because boldness isn't about having it all figured out. It's about knowing who is with you when you take the step. We're going to reframe boldness, not as busyness or noise to make you stand out from the crowd, but as clarity and courage rooted in God's presence. Welcome to the Brand Fusionist podcast, where faith, family, business, and brand strategy don't compete. They fuse together into one unstoppable mission. Whether you're a legacy builder raising the next generation, a quiet system thinker, a brand new business builder, or a creative woman navigating your next chapter, you belong here. This is where strategy seeks insight through scripture so multi-passionate women can live boldly without burning out. I'm Magdalena, brand strategist, multi-passionate builder, someone who has lived the tension between motherhood, message, and mission. And I believe you can build with clarity without compromising the people who matter most. Faith, family, future, business with purpose. Let's walk this path together. Series 1 was called Faith-Driven Business Foundations. Series 2 is called Boldness Without Burnout. We're going to talk about clarity in action because boldness isn't about doing everything. It's about taking the right steps with courage in the season you're in. Now here's the path we're going to walk in Series 2 for the next 5 episodes. Today, it's about bold doesn't equal busy. Multi-passionate doesn't mean pulled apart. Next week, we'll talk about what to do first when you have too many ideas. Then, we'll talk about the small start that builds real momentum. And after that, boldness in business without losing your family anchors. And finally, we'll close out Series 2 with why clarity often comes after obedient action. Just a quick reminder for new friends listening, when I talk about brand assignments, I'm talking about the roles and responsibilities God has entrusted to you. From raising children to serving others, these assignments shift through seasons, but God's grace stays the same. You can catch more about this in Series 1. But today, we are defining what boldness means. Not louder, not busier, but presence-driven courage to take the next faithful step in your assignment. Let's take a closer look at boldness, because the world and the Word defined it very differently. Have you ever been told that being bold means doing more, like more projects, more commitments, more hustle to every idea and every opportunity? For some of us, it means loud. For others, it means risky. And for many women, bold has been twisted to mean busy. Like when people say, wow, she's bold for taking on so much. The world says boldness means louder, bigger, faster, proving your worth by grabbing every opportunity. God says boldness means clarity, courage, and presence. Boldness isn't about the loudest voice in the room. It isn't saying yes to everything. And for multi-passionate, it doesn't mean burning out by being pulled apart in every direction. No, boldness isn't about being everywhere, doing everything, or proving yourself. It's about alignment. If you've ever thought, I'm being pulled in too many directions, you're not scattered. You're a multi-passionate. You are a fusion woman. If you're introverted, hear me. Boldness isn't volume. It isn't about being the loudest or taking the spotlight. You practice boldness when you protect family dinner, when you ask the hard question, or when you quietly offer one true word when the room is noisy. Boldness isn't about being heard the most. It's about being faithful when it matters. So if boldness isn't about doing more, what is it? Boldness is availability to the step God puts in front of you. Sometimes that step is big. Most of the time, it's small. It's not about waiting to feel ready. It's about moving faithfully, even when fear is loud. It's acting on what He's already entrusted to you, whether in your kitchen, in your business, or in your family rhythms. You don't need to invent more. You just need to align, decide, and move. And here's the danger. Many of us confuse bold with busy. We either say yes to everything and then burn out, or we freeze from fear of the wrong step. In Series 1, we learn to filter decisions. Here in Series 2, boldness is applying that filter in motion. Think of a lighthouse. It doesn't scream. It doesn't move. It just shines steadily in the dark. That's boldness, that consistent light, not chaotic noise. I know boldness feels scary. You may wonder, but what if I fail? What if I waste time? What if people don't understand me? I've asked the same question, but here's the encouragement. Our failures in God's hands isn't wasted. It's training. And the real risk isn't moving too slowly. The real risk is never moving at all. Maybe you're also thinking boldness sounds exhausting. I don't want to be pushed harder. But boldness isn't about being pushed harder. It's about trusting God's presence in your step. Today, I'll show you how to measure boldness differently. We'll name the block, walk through the breakthrough, and point toward your next step. Let's use the three B's: block, breakthrough, brand vision. First, we'll name the block, the thing that keeps us stuck. Then we'll step into the breakthrough, what God says instead. And finally, we'll talk about brand vision, what this looks like in real life, in your business, your family, and the future you're building. Today's block is called hesitation. You know the feeling. You want to move, but you second guess yourself. You say, what if I choose the wrong thing? So you do nothing instead. Hesitation isn't wisdom. It's fear dressed up like wisdom. And this happens because the world has taught us the wrong picture of boldness. You've heard it before. Go big or go home. Take a bold chance. No risk, no reward. Fake it till you make it. Be bold so the world hears you. Almost every one of these slogans says boldness is about volume, visibility, or proving yourself. And that pressure just keeps you stuck or burned out. If you're multi-passionate, you've probably heard that you're unfocused and undisciplined. Why? Because culture either pressures you to do it all or to niche down, to hustle, and to get noticed. It feels like a tug of war. On one side, you feel like you have to say yes to every project. And on the other side, you hear people telling you, you're doing too much. Just pick one thing and focus on it. No wonder hesitation creeps in. We feel pulled apart either way. And that's the trap. You're pulled in two directions until you freeze and feel like you can't do anything. On that one side, you're told to do everything and keep up. And on the other side, you're told you're too much and should do less. Either way, you second guess yourself until the moment passes and all of a sudden, hesitation feels safe. But really, it's not. It's keeping you stuck. That's why we need a new picture of boldness. One that doesn't depend on personality, pressure, or proving yourself. But here's the breakthrough. Boldness isn't about speed, volume, or personality. Boldness is about presence, anchoring your step in God's presence. Even if small, even if unseen, it's still bold when rooted in God's truth. You don't have to take 10 steps at once, just one faithful step, the right step this season, and that's clarity. Let me tell you a story. There was once a man who had to step into leadership after a giant. The leader before him was bigger than life. Everyone respected him. He'd done things no one else had ever done. He had confronted kings, seen miracles, spoken directly with God, and carried laws down from a mountain. He was known. He was the kind of man people thought no one could ever follow. And then the day came when the leader died. The nation still needed direction. Someone had to step up. And then suddenly, it was this man's turn to lead. God said, "This man, he's the one." And the man chosen wasn't famous. He wasn't chasing leadership out of ambition. He was simply the assistant, the helper, the person in the background. And suddenly you're told that it's your turn? Imagine how terrifying that would be, stepping into someone else's shoes to fill. Everyone's watching you, everyone comparing, everyone wondering if you'll mess up. The weight of that moment is hard to imagine until it happens to you. He was probably thinking, should I? Shouldn't I? What if I get it wrong? What if everyone compares me to him? I'm not strong enough. I don't have what it takes. Doesn't that sound familiar? The same hesitation you and I feel when the weight of responsibility lands on our shoulders? This man didn't feel bold. He felt overwhelmed. And here's the thing. This new leader didn't step in because he wanted the job. He didn't apply for it. He didn't raise his hand. He was given the assignment because the people still needed to be led. And the one before him had passed away. You probably know people like this in your own life, or maybe you've had a moment like that, when you suddenly had to step into someone else's role. Maybe your dad was no longer around, and suddenly you were the one the family looked up to. Like the son who has to step into the role of father when dad is no longer there, or the daughter who becomes a caretaker when mom can't anymore. Even the employee who gets promoted when the boss leaves suddenly because the team expects you to lead. Someone who didn't ask to be in the spotlight, but God placed them there. Someone who was terrified, but they stepped forward anyway. Not because they felt ready, but because they trusted God was with them. And that's the principle for us. Ordinary people ask to carry extraordinary weight. That's where this man was. Let me name him for you, if you haven't guessed it already. This man was Joshua, and the leader before him was Moses, the one who had confronted Pharaoh, the most powerful ruler of earth, the one who had led God's people out of slavery, across the Red Sea, through the wilderness, who had spoken face to face with God and carried down the Ten Commandments. Everyone respected him. Everyone knew his name. But I want you to notice something here. God didn't tell Joshua, "Joshua, you're just like Moses. You got the skill. You'll do fine. You got this." No, 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 no. That's not what happened. In that moment, Joshua was terrified. He was stepping into Moses' shoes. But God didn't root Joshua's personality or traits. He rooted it in his presence, in God's presence. God said, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. That is God's promise on his presence with Joshua. Now, what does that word mean? Presence. I want you to think about a hard conversation you've been dreading. Maybe it's with a spouse, a child even, a co-worker. Walking in alone, you want to avoid it altogether. But walking in with someone you trust beside you, even if your hands are still shaking, it gives you steadiness, a sense that you don't have to face it by yourself. That's what God's presence is, his nearness, his spirit with his people, his steady hand beside us in every step, not even beside us, holding us. And this meant that Joshua wasn't alone. God himself was with him. And that truth was meant to weigh out every fear we have. Boldness doesn't come from worldly ambition. It comes from assignment. It doesn't come from personality either. It comes from presence. That's why we say boldness is presence driven, not personality driven. And that, I hope, changes everything you might have thought boldness was. Because if boldness depends on personality, only a few people can ever live it out. Don't you think that? But if boldness depends on presence, then every single one of us can step forward in courage because the Lord is with us. We talked back in episode 5 about ambition, remember? The world's version of ambition says, push your way forward, chase recognition, make it about you. But godly ambition is different. It's about stewarding the roles and opportunities God has already entrusted. Worldly ambition chases the spotlight. Godly ambition stewards what's entrusted in God's timing, in his glory. Boldness flows from entrusted assignment and God's presence, knowing you're not alone. Here's your brand vision step. Choose one small act of anchored boldness this week. Not 10 steps, not perfection, and especially not an entire blueprint of your next project. Just one faithful move forward. Here's some examples. Saying yes to creating one small offering business instead of mapping the whole empire. Testing one system at home, like meal planning or delegation with the kids, before reorganizing everything that would take most likely a week to find the floor again. You know what I'm talking about. Wink, wink. Or reaching out to one potential client instead of rewriting your website again for the 10th time. And if you've delayed on an offer for months, just create a one-pager version this week and send it to one person either for a review or for as a potential customer interested in your services. Your boldness isn't in being loud. Have I made that clear? It's in who you belong to. Ephesians 3:12 says, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him." I'm going to repeat myself. Your boldness isn't in being loud. It's in belonging to Christ. God gave us layered minds. It makes us strategic. In Christ, it's a strength when you learn to root it in his order, not your own timeline. Maybe you've been told you have too many ideas, too many projects, too many responsibilities. Friend, you're entrusted with much, but the difference is how you approach boldness and action and whether you're rooted in God's word. Look up Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 again. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This is a promise. God goes with you into your work, your family, your next decision. That's why boldness doesn't burn you out, because you're not carrying it alone. James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, you can go and check it out. But it reminds us, if you lack wisdom, ask God in faith, without doubt. Anchor your heart in him. Doubt makes us unstable. Boldness means trusting God's wisdom, not your volume. Ask yourself, is my boldness rooted in proving myself or in pleasing the Lord? Where do I need to quiet the noise and anchor in him? Your move today. Choose one bold step, whether it be for work, for home, or for personal reasons. It may look something like this. For work, maybe one offer and one channel, meaning any social channel. For home, Maybe you want to protect your family anchors to frame your work blocks around it. And for personal, maybe one weekly rhythm that fuels everything else. If you've listened to series one, then that can help you figure that out. Or maybe if you're new to faith, your bold step might simply be a short sentence by saying out loud, "God, guide me in my decision making." What's one area you've been hesitating? I want you to write it down if that helps you. Is it a business idea, a home rhythm, a decision you've delayed? Bold is not busy. Bold equals rooted in the one who is with you. When Joshua was told to lead after Moses, God didn't give him a pep talk about his personality. Again, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This is not about the world's pressure that says do more, but God's presence giving courage to take the next faithful step. Now, don't just let this stay in your journal. Boldness grows when it's practiced. So here's your challenge again. Take that one area and choose the next faithful step this week. Not 10 steps, just one. Write it down, pray over it, share it with your wisdom circle, and ask yourself, am I afraid of failing? Or am I trusting that God is with me? Boldness is not about more. It's about clarity and motion for your home and for your work anchored in Christ. Next week in episode 7, we'll tackle the question every multi-passionate woman wrestles with. What do I do first when I have too many ideas? We'll unpack that library of piled notebooks you've lost in the corner. Yes, I am talking to you. Faith, family, future, business with purpose. This is the Brand Fusionist Podcast.